And this has been a process that I'll explain to you in just a little bit. But Dave really feels like he had a guiding word for the Lord for him. And I asked him if he'd be willing to share it with us concerning this whole name change. Say hi, David.
Hi.
There we go. Nice.
Hi, church. Are we on? Are we on? We must be on. 1, 2, 3, we must be on.
I'll just project. That'll be good. Yes, yes, yes. Well, as I get started, I want to say one thing, which the Lord just revealed to me this morning. I hadn't thought about this in years and years and years. My daddy, when I was a little tiny kid, when I'd get in trouble, he would always bend down and he'd say, "Look, son, your last name is Rawls. My last name is Rawls. I want you to know I get up every morning and I work hard to make you proud of that name. And I expect the same out of you." Now, I hadn't thought about that for ages. And this morning, for some reason or other, the Lord put that on my heart. And I realize that it's directly related to what I'm about to read here. Months ago, while we were considering a name change, I asked the Lord to talk to me about it. Over several weeks, he made it clear through the word that we had to do it. "Your name is how you are known, and your present name has been weakened by sin. A name is a powerful identifier." The scripture reference, and I'm not going to read this, but if you want to jot them down, the one that he used was Luke 1:31. "A name is a powerful identifier that is not only how you are known, but it speaks of and even changes your destiny." Genesis 17:5. "A name denotes accomplishments," Numbers 32:38, "and announces victory," Genesis 32:38. "It gives authority," Acts 4:7. "And most importantly for Jews and Christians, a name signifies God's love and presence in our lives," Samuel 12:25. And as we moved on in that process, and after we all came together at last, and that's a whole story which I'm sure Harlan will tell you about. But this last verse came. Haggai 2:9. "The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts."
All right.
So we got a new name. I'm going to work hard to make you proud of it. And I hope you'll do the same.
Beautiful. Thank you, brother. Thank you. What is in a new name? What's in a name? Well, your past is in the name, as David just referenced. Your future's in a name. Think about the name, Colonel Sanders. You immediately think of something. And it's not a McMuffin. Think of Mother Teresa, and you immediately think of something. And it's not Charles Manson. Oh, yeah. There can be good remembered in a name. Those people I just mentioned are all dead. For those of you who didn't know, Colonel Sanders is dead. Just hate to break it to you on a celebration Sunday. But you know, the Charles Manson, it fits very well exactly with what David was saying too on the negative side. Some of you, because of sin and because of things in the past, when God gave you a new name, He gave you a whole new beginning. A whole new beginning. I remember when we adopted our son Josh, and the judge said to us, "You can choose any name you want to." We said, "Are you kidding me? His biological mother named him Joshua David. Do you know what that name means? We're going to speak that over him every time we say the word. It's going to be prophetic over him. We're not giving that up. What's your name? Is your name mentioned, you know, is it after a car? Or is it after when your parents were high on drugs?" I run across several of those being, late 60s, 70s people, and it's all spelled wrong. Maybe that's your name. But I'll tell you what, God says, "I want to give you a brand new name. I want to do some things for you," and every time your name is spoken, there's a prophetic word coming out over who you are. I want you to hear that. God's huge into names. And every time he speaks one. This church is 180 church because of the name. It's all about transformations. It's all about changes. It's all about completely flipping things around. Matter of fact, I've just asked Trish if she'd come up and just share her testimony with us. Because we're celebrating those names. Come on up here, sis. Because we're celebrating transformation all day long. Yes, absolutely. Say, hey, Trisha. Thank you, sis.
All right. I am Trisha, and I belong to Karen and Bob right here.
Nice.
But I must start with this. Bob's my bonus dad. He's not my biological father. growing up, life was difficult. I never got approval or love from my dad, which led to looking for love in all the wrong men.
Okay.
One night when I was 14, my boyfriend said he was having a party, so I snuck out of the house. When I got there, there was no party. He assaulted me and he took my innocence. A few years later, I was a married druggie. One time I went to work after being up for 3 days or so and was so paranoid that people could smell the drugs coming through my pores. One afternoon as I was sitting on the bed and was looking in the mirror, a question arose inside of me from a place that I had never experienced. And the question was, is this really who you want to be? In that moment, I walked away from drugs and shortly after my marriage, but my affinity for fixer-upper men would continue for another 20 years. 6 years ago, I could tangibly feel the call of God on my life. And quite frankly, I was tired of running. I was ready to finally relinquish all control of my friends, my family, my money, my job, everything. And with that, I lost my best friends. Shortly after, I came to the Lord and really gave everything over to him. I started having anxiety attacks, which led to panic attacks. One night, as I was in the midst of a really bad attack, Mom put her hand on me and she could see in her spirit the Lord holding me on one side, strong and steady and firm. And on the other side, she could see Satan tugging on me. I was in the fight of my life with something I couldn't even see. And I made it through. I've been through a couple of attacks. And every time I come through, the Lord always has a word for me. Something new, some kind of revelation. And I'm growing stronger in the Lord, and I have equipped myself better with how to deal with those things. But I tell you what I lost, the Lord restored. I have a newer, better best friend with all the same number of kids, and it's just amazing. And they're all the same age. It's just amazing how God will bring back what you've lost. But I can stand here all day, and I could talk about all the things that God's done in my life. But I'm going to leave you with this. As I look back on where I've been, what I've been through, where I am now, I can honestly say that there's no place that I'd rather be than right here with Jesus. My life is far from perfect, but it'll never be what it once was. Jesus changed everything in me, and all for the better. So I guess you could say my life really has done a 180.
Stay right here. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
That standing ovation was as much for God as it is for Tricia. In the words of Anthony, good job, God. Good job. Hey, listen. As Tricia was sharing testimony, I felt like the Holy Spirit just said, present my body, one of my trophies, a trophy of my grace. Every one of us, it's not for the grace of God. You wouldn't be a child of God. You wouldn't be. You're a child of God because of the grace of God. Right here, I present to you a trophy of God's grace. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for Tricia. Thank you so much for her humility. Thank you so much that she just didn't care what people think of her as much as she wanted to acknowledge what you've done for her. How you brought her out of the darkness, out of the pain, out of the shame, and into your light and your love and your grace. We thank you for the work that you've begun in her. And I declare over you, Tricia, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into your heart all the things that God has prepared for you. Your future is as bright as the promises of God. And we bless the Lord for you. And we thank you, Jesus, for the work that is represented in this woman and in the new name of this church. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Let's stand up and have some worship.